Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. We want you to know that this time is really about you so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. What do we say? Work it now. While each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering, if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are taking a look at the powerful posture of prayer. the powerful posture of prayer. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a text, an email. Ha! How about this? Send a text or a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Ultimately, how about a DM? Ultimately, we ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's programming. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Want you to know it's time to grab your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPad, get in front of your laptop or your desktop for the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. Again, on today's installment, we are looking at the powerful posture of prayer. And this is so significantly key with all of the tragedies that we have seen in the headlines. Regardless if you are personally and directly affected by any of the tragedies that we have seen in the news media as of late, it affects us. You know, today when I heard about the latest tragedy in Las Vegas, my heart was aching because continuously we've been hearing about different tragedies all around the globe. This is happening, that's happening, and it truly can weigh heavy on you. And, you know, today was just like, wow. And I know for Coach Adam, the reality is that I could feel the heaviness in the atmosphere. I've been speaking to many of my coaching clients who have been weighed down by the headlines that they've been seeing. And the question that is often raised is, Coach Adam, help me. How do I keep my focus in the midst of all of the tragedy that I'm hearing? Today's tragedy had individuals saying, wow, I'm afraid to go to a concert now. I'm afraid to go out. I'm in church, and I'm looking around, afraid, wondering, is suddenly gunfire going to start happening? Is there going to be a bomb that's going to be set off? So everyone is on edge. You know, it's so interesting because many years ago, I had the awesome opportunity to visit Kingston, Jamaica. This wasn't my first time visiting Jamaica. Actually, I had been to Ocho Rios prior to this, and I had also had the opportunity to go to Montego Bay, Jamaica. And I'm sharing this for a specific reason, connecting this back to what we are specifically talking about. And I was there on ministry assignment with my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth. Many of you know that I serve their ministry, Christian Business Ministries, as their Minister of Training, Global Master Trainer. And so we were on assignment in Jamaica again, not the first time that we were in Jamaica. But definitely Kingston, Jamaica is without question a different dynamic, a different region. And what was so interesting that when I was in Kingston, Jamaica, I realized that there was a different dynamic in Kingston. People were sitting in the room, and every time they heard the door open, they suddenly turned, and you could tell that people were a bit on edge. And I realized that this is a different mindset that's happening here in Kingston, Jamaica. That is what, of course, when you're dealing with terrorist attacks, they are trying to get people to this place of fear. And so I was in Kingston, Jamaica, and I kept seeing the people turn, and they're constantly turning,
And I'm realizing that the people are so on edge. And I didn't quite understand the psychological mindset of these individuals that are here in this space, and they're constantly looking behind them, and they're on edge. And then I realized in the midst of it all that there's something different that's happening that I'm not accustomed to. And the reality was that they were struggling with fear. And they were struggling with fear because it was a different state of mind there in the region. There were different dynamics and different things going on, so they were constantly dealing with this mindset of fear that created this insecurity in them, and they were constantly dealing with this anxiety around fear. Like the situation that we saw happen in Las Vegas, this quote-unquote terrorist type of attack to create fear into the mindset of everyone, that everyone is feeling insecure, that everyone is feeling on edge. People are saying, I don't even want to go to a concert and be in a setting with a bunch of people because I don't feel safe. And so, again, the question is raised, how does one deal with this mindset of fear? And it may not necessarily be fear. It can just simply be the dynamics of your own personal situation that you're in a space and you're feeling hopeless. You're feeling weighed down by circumstances that are beyond your control or from bad choices, whatever the case may be, and you're struggling. You're struggling with trying to figure out, how do I work through all of these dynamics and the situations that life throws my way? And I want to share with you that today, as we're talking about the powerful posture of prayer, I'm sharing with you what I, Coach Adams, have grown to learn to be true for me. And I'm not trying to impose my beliefs and where I stand, my position on you, but rather I am giving a point of view, a point to consider. You know, so often when there's nowhere else to turn, many people turn to prayer regardless of what their belief system is. And for me, this has been the anchor that keeps me rooted, the anchor that in the midst of life's storms gives me the encouragement that I need to continue forward despite the news media, despite the headlines. And so today on Motivational Mondays, we are looking at this positive, powerful posture of prayer. We're taking a different point of view in today's programming, and I just want to share some thoughts and acronyms that I feel that wherever you are, this will support you in growing to another level beyond the headlines, beyond life circumstances, beyond the challenges that I have found to be true. Before we get into today's programming and the acronym that I have for you, I want to just share a song with you from a former guest, Rocky Herring, affectionately known, Raquel Herring, affectionately known as Rocky. And I share this song with you because this really sums up my position, and I want to share with you and encourage you today, as this is Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Again, not the only point of view, but a point of view to consider.
This is the day the Lord made. Celebrate His goodness each day. Lift your hands up to Him and say, you're my everything. He is my Lord and Savior. above him, there's nothing greater. He's worthy of all my worship and all of my praise. I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. Through all my miracle, your word reached through me, and I know your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You are the love and change me all of my days. Always count on you for you to see me through, 'cause you are greater. If he who lives and reigns promised to never change, Jesus remains the same. What you believe in him for, expect that he'll do so much more. He promises to meet you at your level of expectation. To the unknown, open the door. Make him all that you're looking for. Speak his words of faith. Lord, I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. You are my miracle. Your word reached through me and I know your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You wanna love and cherish me all of my days.
And so, again, that is Raquel Herring, affectionately known as Rocky, Always Count on You. And, you know, for me, that is who I can always count on. Never changes in the midst of life's challenges, in the midst of the headlines, in the midst of circumstances, hurt, difficulties, disappointments. Whatever the circumstances may be, for me, Jesus remains the same and is my anchor. And so for me, this powerful posture of prayer, as I have an acronym for you today that I'm going to share with you, has really been the way in which Coach Adams lives her life and survives her motive and survive life issues and maintains motivated in the midst of the stuff. And so this acronym that was given to me from on high divinely for prayer, as again we're talking about the powerful posture of prayer, the P is prayer positions you for power. What do you mean, Coach Adams? that when you are feeling hopeless because of life's challenges, when you are feeling like you cannot make it another day because of life's difficulties, because of life's disappointments, because of whatever it is, I have found, Coach Adams has found, that when I get into that posture of prayer, it humbles me and it connects me to draw from a higher, a greater source than me. For me, it is Jesus. For you, it may be God. It may be Buddha. It may be Allah. I don't know. It may be the universe. I don't know. Whatever you call it for me, it is Jesus. But I have found that this posture of prayer positions you for power because you are connecting to a higher power, which is greater than you. You know, I have found if we're trying to rely on our own power and might, woo, we will do a downward spiral fast and quickly. And so know that whatever your belief system is, you have to connect with something greater than you. You know, my mentors teach this principle called around the second law of thermodynamics dealing with entropy. And so what I love and what is so key that illustrates is really gives a great perception around what we're talking about in this particular area of this posture of prayer, this powerful posture of prayer today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, is that when you, for example, have a river, a dam that's overflowing, or whatever the case may be, this body of water, first of all, you have to stop the entropy. You have to stop it. So we have to learn how to stop the decay in our lives. The world around us is going to do whatever it's going to do. I am not responsible and have no control for the world around me. I'm only responsible for me. Can I use my life to impact the world around me and to impact others? Absolutely. But I have no control over the circumstances and things around me. And so what I want you to understand is that when you're in a place of entropy, you have to first stop it. And in the case of this body of water, you stop it, you plug it up, and then if you're trying to get rid of that water, you have to put something like a pump, engineers would tell you, a pump in this body of water that is greater than that body of water. It's in the water, but it is not of the water. And that's why I'm saying whatever your belief system is, you have to have something greater than yourself. And again, for me, it's Jesus. Not trying to push my beliefs on you, but that's what it is for me. And so this P in this powerful posture of prayer is that I must position myself, and when I position myself, I am now positioned for power because I'm drawing on something greater than me. Even, for example, my cell phone has to be plugged into when the battery starts to die. My computer, whatever it is, has to be plugged into a greater source of power. Any of your appliances at home, whatever illustration you want to use, bottom line, all of these elements have to be plugged into a source that is greater than them for power. In the case of a cell phone or your appliances, it is that outlet, that socket that has power running through it. And now this source that's greater than them charges it or gives it what it needs to run. And so the same is true for us, that in this positioning yourself for power, it is that plugging in. That plugging in leads us to our R. And our R is that it reconnects you with your core, your source of power, whatever that may look like for you, whatever that may be. And so we have to reconnect with something that is greater than each and every one of us. I don't know personally how individuals do it without something that's greater, some connection with something that is greater than them. And so now when you make this reconnection, that this powerful, powerful posture of prayer reconnects you with your core. Whatever your core is, whatever your anchor is, when you get into that position, that posture of prayer, it reconnects you with your core. It reconnects you, when I'm saying with your core, it's reconnecting you with not the stuff on the outside of you, but rather it is reconnecting you with what's on the inside of you. You know, I often share this story, and this was such a great life lesson for me, because I knew that whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you and manifest out of you. Those images. So whatever you give your attention to, be it your ear gates, because you're listening to it, or your eye gate, it begins to create a file in you, and images or sound, because of the vibrations, begin to take root. And I remember 16 years ago, like it happened yesterday, and as it so turns out, I was in New York literally at the time of the remembrance of the 16-year anniversary of 9/11. But I remember at the time when that happened, and because of the teachings of my mentors and various, you know, readings and what have you, I knew the power of attention, that whatever I give my attention to, that spirit will come and live in me. Whatever you lend your members to, your ear gates, your eye gates, that spirit begins to come and live in you. And so fast track to 9/11. You know, 9/11 happened, and the images were constantly being replayed of the planes hitting the towers, constantly just that image, that when I turned the TV off, I could still see that image. Of course, what was happening was that I was giving my attention to that. And because I was giving my attention to that, all I was seeing was those images. And so I want you to know, like today, I got the news of what was happening. I got up to speed, but I recognized that I had to make a shift. And so I want you to know that this powerful posture of prayer, just reconnecting with what we've talked about so far today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You, that our P, we're going through an acronym, and many often joke that I am the acronym queen. I try to do an acronym. Why? Because it's something very tangible. It's a tangible content that you can take with you that would continue to empower you beyond your tuning in today. And so I want you to know that this is what I have found to be true when life circumstances, the headlines, all of that tries to get us distracted by those images, by the sounds. When I'm dealing with my own disappointment in life, whatever that may be, maybe you're in a place of hopelessness today and you are fighting for restoration of your hope. You're feeling in this place of fear because of, quote, unquote, this terrorist attack, which is designed to create fear. Now people don't want to go to a concert. They don't want to go to the movie theater. My heart was heavy when I saw a post from someone near and dear and close to me saying that they're in church looking around, feeling uneasy at a place where they should be at peace. You know, the individual that went to the concert, a country music concert, they went to have a good time and, you know, wholesome, you know, entertainment. No one would have imagined that 58-plus lives would have been lost, over 200 individuals injured at a concert. But that is what a terrorist attack is all about. So today, many people are struggling with their peace. They're dealing with anxiety. They're in a place of fear. They don't want to step outside of their door. And they're looking for answers. And as I shared earlier, oftentimes with all of the tragedies that we have seen in the media and experienced around the globe, this is just one of many that we have heard about and seen the images about recently in a very short span of time. And so I often, again, in my coaching practice, the question is raised, Coach Adams, you appear to be inspired and motivated all the time despite the headlines, despite the stuff. How are you doing? And that's where this powerful posture of prayer came up, bringing a different point of view, not trying to infringe my beliefs on you. I'm just giving you a point of view. What has supported me in the midst of all of the stuff? And so P positions your, this P is this powerful posture that positions you for power. See, I've come to realize that I have to have something greater than me. And when I am in position with that which is greater than me, this powerful posture of prayer, I'm drawing on this higher power that fills me up. The R is this reconnecting with your core. And the reason why it's your core, it's not based on the news headlines, the circumstances, the disappointments, the challenges of life, the stuff, but you're reconnecting not from the outside in, you're reconnecting from the inside out. Maybe it's that quiet time and meditation, whatever that looks like for you. I want you to know that it's important to reconnect with your core. When the stuff of life is thrown your way, we must position ourselves, be in this posture that positions us for power. We're at this place of readiness. It's like a container that's ready to be filled. I remember when my dad passed on, I felt like I was dying emotionally. I was so empty. But when I got into this posture of prayer, I was in position for power. And that which is greater than me, as I've established for me, it's Jesus Christ. It is not for you. That's okay. Whatever it is for you, I'm sharing what it is for me. That there was this pouring and this filling in me when I was in that posture. Because I was reconnecting to my very source, to the core on the inside. Not from the outside in, but from the inside out. You see, I have found as we're going through our acronym, the powerful posture of prayer, and this acronym of prayer, I have found that this A is our, it aligns us, it aligns you to peace. For me, it's the Prince of Peace. So when I am in position, I'm in position to receive power through this reconnecting with my core, which now, again, this powerful posture of prayer, which now aligns me with peace, the Prince of Peace. And now when I'm in that posture of prayer, that have positioned me for power, our P, and have reconnected me to my core despite the headlines, despite life circumstances, despite the stuff, the disappointments, the issues, the challenges, the all of that negativity, this now aligns me with the source of peace. So when someone says, Coach Adams, how can you maintain your peace in the midst of life's storms? It's because I get aligned with the Prince of Peace. And when you're aligned with the Prince of Peace, through this posture of prayer and being still, He pours out that spirit of peace. Maybe it's through meditation. You now come out feeling more empowered. You have greater power. You have now recentered, refocused with your core. You've now realigned with or aligned yourself with the Prince of Peace, the one that gives peace that surpasses all understanding. And now guess what happens? Woo! For me, I'm feeling this because I know this to be true. And I understand the significance of the power of attention. Whatever we give our attention to, lend our focus to, the spirit of that thing, when I lend my eye gaze or my ear gaze to it, the spirit of that thing will reside and live in me. And now, because of people seeing the images throughout the day, this repetition of it constantly, now they're in a place of fear. They're afraid, this false evidence appearing real. Several weeks ago, throughout our Shape Up series, we've been touching on and dealing with fear. So it was interesting that today we saw a real illustration of that in the media. Now, please understand Coach Adams' heart. I am not minimizing what the city of Las Vegas is dealing with because of this horrific tragedy. I'm not minimizing it. I am not. I know people in Las Vegas, and I'm grateful that they are safe. But that was close to home for me when I first heard Las Vegas, knowing that I have spiritual family in Las Vegas. And so I want you to know that I'm not minimizing all of what the family. I understand the last report was 58 or so that have lost their lives, the families that are dealing with this tragedy and the loss, the over 100 people that were injured from today. And we're not just stopping at today. The horrific headlines that we have been seeing from the hurricane, the earthquakes, on and all of the devastation and the tragedies that have been happening. I'm not minimizing them. But for those of us that were not directly affected, we're affected indirectly, and there's this battle to stay focused. There's this battle to figure out, how do I continue to go on in the midst of all of the tragedy, in the midst of all of the headlines, in the midst of all of the circumstances, in the midst of all of the hurts and the disappointments and the pain and all of that stuff? How does one continue life? Because you have breath in your body, you still have life. You still have to figure out, how do I go on in the midst of life storms? And so I'm sharing with you what has been a powerful, insightful, divine wisdom that I have gained that has supported me beyond the images that I may see, beyond what I may hear, beyond personally what I may be enduring and going through, that this powerful posture of prayer has been what has kept me centered, what has given me what I needed to stay motivated and inspired to be able to, in the midst of, to continue to empower others and use my life to make an impact into the lives of others. That when they encounter me, my hope is that you have had an experience. You've had an experience that is impactful from something that was said or whatever the case may be. And so I want you to know that this powerful posture of prayer is the wisdom and insight I, Coach Adams, I have gleaned on my journey. And I'm simply sharing this wisdom with you today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media, for you, that your lives in some way may be enriched by what I am sharing. Again, not trying to, you know, force my beliefs on you, but just sharing what I've grown to learn to be true for me. Prayer. This posture of prayer positions you for power. This posture of prayer reconnects you with your core. This posture of prayer aligns you with peace. This posture of prayer, our why, it yields change. See, when I go into this posture of prayer, I can go in feeling a little hopeless, but it yields change because I come out feeling filled with hope. I can go in feeling anxiety, fear, disappointment, hurt, whatever it is, but when I come out, there has been a yield of change. Something has shifted, and something has shifted because I have shifted my focus. Because you see, this posture, this powerful posture of prayer, our E, it elevates your attention from the circumstances on a natural level to something greater outside of you in another dimension. And for me, that is God, Jesus Christ, whatever you want to call it, universe, Buddha, I don't know. I'm telling you what I call it, what it is for me. And so I recognize, because early on we said, you have to have something that you're connected to that is greater than you. You cannot live this life and progress on this journey by your own power and might. Eventually, you'll crash and burn. Just like your cell phone, it runs on its own juices for a while, but guess what? Even your little cell phone, your Android, your iPhone, your smart device, whatever it may be, has to be plugged into a source that is greater than he or she, than it. And so when you are plugged in, this elevates your attention. No longer are you focused on the circumstances. No longer are you focused on the headlines. Remember, we said that whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you and manifest out of you. So when you get into this powerful posture of prayer, woo, it elevates your attention. It takes your attention beyond the stuff. What stuff, Coach Adams? Whatever it is that has you weighed down. Whatever it is that has you feeling what you're feeling. It elevates you because you're going to a different dimension, a different level. You're shifting your focus. Now, this other thing that I love, and I'm going to open our lines up in just a moment. I want to share with you, and we'll see if there are any of our global listening audience that wants to chime in, would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what is being shared today on Motivational Monday? But our last in our acronym of prayer is that prayer, this powerful posture of prayer, it reveals. Well, what does it reveal, Coach Adams? It reveals whatever needs to be revealed. It may be a weak spot. It may be your purpose. It may be direction. It may be inspiration. It may be insecurities. It, whatever it is, simply put, this powerful posture of prayer, when we are connected, it reveals. There's a revelation, there's insight that we gain, that we glean from being in this position for power. This reconnection to our core that aligns us with peace and yields change beyond the circumstances. Why? Because it's elevating our attention, and it now reveals. Woo! I needed this Motivational Mondays today because, again, with all of the heaviness and the weight of the headlines, I needed to be reminded, as I often share with you, Coach Adams is on the journey herself. I'm in process just as you were in process. As long as there is a dash between our sunrise and our sunset, our day of birth and our day of transition, we are in process. We're on the journey. So know that I'm on the journey with you. And today on the journey, I, too, needed motivation and inspiration. I was like, when I heard the Las Vegas tragedy, I said, wow, another horrific situation? Wow. I had to coach my way and get into that quiet place, that posture of prayer that I'm sharing with you. And that's why I could share with you today. And now I want you to share with me. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, I do want to make you aware that you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You actually have to dial in. And this is a safe space for interaction, for you to make comments. Don't be scared. I would love to hear from you. How are you doing today? What are you taking away? Did you get something from what was shared on today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you? So, again, if you're on your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, while we're waiting to see if any of you want to interact with us live, and it would be great, I encourage you to do so. Did you get anything from what you heard today? As we are talking about the powerful posture of prayer. A quick summary review of what was discussed and covered. We spoke about that this powerful posture of prayer that supports me beyond the headlines of tragedy, that supports me beyond life circumstances, that supports me beyond my disappointments, my seasons of feeling hopeless, the challenges, the obstacles, the stuff that I may be dealing with, at whatever level that looks like for you, it's all relative. Because if you don't have anyone or know anyone in Las Vegas, if that was affected, it may not impact you. If you don't know anyone in the other areas that were affected, it may not impact you, maybe for a second because you're seeing the images, and it's not to say that you're insensitive, but it's not hitting home. And so I want you to know that whatever you may be dealing with, whatever hits home for you, that this posture of prayer that I have found to be a powerful tool for me, Coach Adams, is what we're discussing today on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Again, I give the disclosure that I'm not looking to press my beliefs upon you, but I'm just simply sharing with you the wisdom that I have gleaned on my journey, what I have found to be true for me. Maybe something different for you, and that's okay. So as we look at our acronym again, summarizing what we've discussed, and again, our lines are open. Feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you want to ask a question, make a comment, would love to hear from you. It's not too late. But as we summarize this powerful posture of prayer and what we've talked about, we said that this posture of prayer, our P, positions you for power. It positions you, you're like a container ready to be filled up, ready to receive. When you get into this powerful posture of prayer, you are now in a place of position. You are now at a place of readiness to receive power from a greater source than you. This plugging in. As we said earlier, even your cell phone, after a while, it needs to be plugged into something outside of itself to get recharged and to regain its power, to get filled back up. And so if you're at that place of emptiness, you have to refuel. So you, how do you refuel? You have to get into position for power. When you are in this position now reconnects you with your core. Whatever that looks like for you, but what is Coach Adams saying? When we're talking about the core of something, we're talking about the inside, not the outside. For example, a core of an apple is on the inside. It's beyond the red skin, green skin, multicolored skin, whatever the skin color may be. It's beyond the flesh. It's beyond. It's tucked in the very center of all of that. And so we're saying that when we reconnect, we're reconnecting with our core. I'm no longer on the outside of things. I'm now reconnecting from the inside out, no longer from the outside in. So when I'm in this position, ready to receive, this container ready to receive, positioning ourselves for power, the P, the R is this reconnecting with our core. When I'm now connected, this reconnection positions me that now I am in the posture, I'm aligned with peace. I'm aligned with the Prince of Peace. I'm aligned with that power that's greater than me. As we shared earlier, the illustration I gave you from my mentors around entropy is how do you have to have something greater than you in you to support with removing and extracting those things that you don't want to be there. The illustration in that case was water, for those that may not have heard that full illustration. And so P positions you for power. R reconnects you with your core, the inside out versus the outside in. A aligns you with peace. And when you're aligned with peace, guess what happens? There's a shifting that happens. There's a yield, this change. It yields change, our why. And there's a shifting that happens because you have shifted your focus. You've shifted your energy. You're in a different zone, per se, because you're no longer focused on, your eyes are not focused on the images on the outside. You're not hearing the images on the outside. You've gone internally on the inside. And that in and of itself yields change because you have shifted your focus. Why have you shifted your focus? Because you are now the E. You've elevated your attention beyond the stuff as we were just talking about. And there was a shifting in your focus. And this is one that I love as well that I was sharing with you. When you're positioned for power and you reconnect with your core and you're aligned with peace and there's this yielding of change and you've elevated your attention, there's this revealing that happens. And as we said earlier, Coach Adams, what's revealed? Whatever you need to be revealed. The weak spot, the positive spot, the purpose for your life, direction for your life, areas to work on, whatever it may be, is revealed in that powerful posture of prayer. Wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. Would have been great to hear from those of you that are listening in, but that's okay because guess what? You still have an awesome opportunity to share your thoughts, to share your takeaway if you got a benefit from what was shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams by interacting through our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. This is a way that we can continue the dialogue and stay connected socially, and we do encourage it. All you need to do, if you're not already a member of our Facebook Motivational Mondays form, is simply to ask to join. I want you to know that we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you on our next installment of Motivational Mondays. It's time to shape up and win. We are going to continue our focus and our shape up series. If you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, I would like to stay connected with you. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, we offer our 4 Hours of Power live empowerment workshop, Shape Up and Win with Coach Adams. Next date, January. Get your pins out quickly because we're going to close out. You got your pins ready? You ready to write the date down? January 27th, January 27th. Pre-registration is open, and we are receiving that at this time. Contact CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Receive empowering tools through the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. I don't want you to miss our next installment, and we thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. Know that we're here as a part of our full circle of empowerment for you each and every Monday faithfully to bring you rich and empowering content that would support you on your journey to win. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, but every Monday we're right here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in.